Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, can America survive? And the underlying question, if America cannot survive, what does that mean for faith, family, and the freedom that we have today to proclaim the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Where will that leave the church? If you've listened to this broadcast very often, you understand my passion. My primary interest is the survival of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Matthew, the 16th chapter, the Bible says of the church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Now, it's talking about the universal body of Christ. But I'm talking about not just the universal body of Christ, but I'm talking about the church as we know it today. When you say, let's go to church, we're talking about a location. We're talking about a building. We're talking about a community group of believers that come together. Where will that be in the next 12 to 24 months in the United States of America if we continue to see what is taking place today on a global basis? We are looking at a global scenario today that's a bomb ready to go off, an explosion ready to take place. I'm looking at an article that says, Iran moves closer to weapons-grade uranium despite the attack on its nuclear facilities. Dateline Jerusalem. Although an attack damaged one of Israel's key nuclear facilities, the regime maintains its closer than ever in creating weapons-grade uranium. After accusing Israel of attacking the nuclear facility last week, Iran moved to increase its uranium enrichment by 60% purity, just short of a technical step away from weapons-grade uranium. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that Iran has the capability of launching some type of nuclear device as I speak. And we find, ladies and gentlemen, that's the danger of what shall take place because of no strength coming out of Washington today. Not only do we see what's taking place in Israel, what's taking place in Iran and Syria, what's happening in North Korea, what's taking place in Russia and China, and the global picture and the global players, with the stage being set for the ultimate cataclysmic events that the eschatological text tells us about in the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, right here in America, as a result of what the Biden administration is doing, we're watching hyperinflation, food, fuel, clothing, car prices, building materials, housing, all up. And I've looked at the across-the-board figures, and the inflation is up between 25%. And in building materials, one said 560%, another said 380%. Which one's right? I contend someplace in between. But when you're looking at the average cost of a new home today, according to those that are running the stats on it, said it's about $36,000 increase in price just because of the superinflation, because of building material shortage, supposedly. Just like we're told, it's not a gasoline shortage. It's just a supply disbursement shortage. Well, that's a play on words. If you can't get it to your tank, if you can't get it in your car, if you can't put the fuel in your truck, it's still a shortage of fuel. But we're watching this all due to the Biden's loose money policy. printing greenbacks with no consideration of the devaluation of the dollar. That's happening today, ladies and gentlemen, in America, and it will undermine and tear down and destroy anything that's called a financial future for any American. Businesses cannot open today, ladies and gentlemen, simply because of the workers that are not willing to work, because the Biden money. In some states, a worker without employment can draw as much as $1,400 per week. $1,400 per week. The law across America is about $600 per week to sit and do nothing. In fact, in some cities right here in the state of Florida, McDonald's is paying $50 to anyone that'll come in and fill out an application. There's a major, major, major employment problem, ladies and gentlemen, because people are being paid to sit, and it's the foreshadowing of, and it's the preparation for the coming global socialist system that's hitting America through the Biden administration bringing it about. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the final, if you please, nail in the coffin, as I call it, that's problematic for our nation today. And that is the COVID sham that continues. It has brought America to its feet. It's brought America to its knees. The COVID sham has brought America to the point of submission and surrender of the free Americans to becoming sheeple rather than we the people. We're allowing the federal government to control the people rather than people controlling the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, the COVID lie. Here's an article that says 24 scientists shred WHO for incorrect claims of COVID lab leak. Where did we get the COVID pathogen to begin with? Here's another article that says former CDC director, COVID-19 came from a Wuhan lab. Now free to express his opinion, the former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under President Trump said in an interview with CNN and aired Friday that he believes the virus that causes this COVID-19 escaped from the lab in Wuhan, China. I'm of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen is Wuhan was the laboratory from which it escaped, end quote. And he still doesn't say whether it escaped accidentally or purposefully. But ladies and gentlemen, I've got an article here that says the new report shows China was preparing coronaviruses for World War III. And it's dateline May 8, 2021. Charlotte, North Carolina, the bombshell report. The U.S. State Department investigators found that the Chinese Communist Party was preparing for World War III utilizing biochemical weapons, including coronaviruses, starting back in 2015. The dossier from the People's Liberation Army outlined how biological weapons would be preferred method for fighting and a potential world war for the future. The document outlined the manipulation that Chinese government was proposing on viruses, the potential release methods for such viruses, and the impact that such viruses would have on the medical system. The reports that were originally covered by the Australian details such as days and times of the week and the days of the month that they were covered. Mainstream media and the radical left were critical of the former President Donald J. Trump and conservatives who suggested that China is responsible and that the virus was potentially released from the Wuhan lab. So far, the report has received no coverage from any of the mainstream U.S. media. China believed that biological and genetic warfare would be the key to victory in a potential upcoming Third World War. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on. It's a massive article talking about what is taking place in that regard. I believe we have Greg on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
You know, Chicagoan and former right-hand man to Barack Hussein Obama, Rahm Deadfish Emanuel, said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." Now, we're witnessing crisis after crisis after crisis, right. Many of them fabricated, and they're being used to seize liberty from the people and to grab power for a handful of folks in Washington, D.C. And as much as this, you mentioned the Colonial Pipeline attack, the hack, the ransom. It's very interesting to see the response from our government. you know, a couple of years ago, there was a presumed noose hanging from a garage door in a NASCAR garage, and Bubba Wallace said it was pointed at him. Now, it turned out that it had been there for a year and a half, and it wasn't really a noose that was intended to. So there was no harm, no foul, no crime, but they dispatched dozens of agents. Today, with this Colonial Pipeline affecting half the oil supply, gas supply to the East Coast, where's the response? You know, the FBI rolled out with a statement. You can go to FBI.gov today and read that one-paragraph statement. But Biden rolls out and says, hey, it's a private company. This is a national security threat.
Yes.
Literally, along with everything else that they distribute. Now, of course, national security means it could affect the homeland. So it can affect you and me, but it can also affect our ability, our readiness to defend ourselves militarily. Military grade fuels pass through those lines just the same as everything else. But within days of those, you know, when the shortage becomes a gas station empty, within days we can see empty grocery shelves. Within days, those people that go, hey, I'm fine, I order everything from Walmart.com. I know people like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Guess what? Walmart.com can't get the stuff to your front door if they can't put gas in their trucks. Do you understand, right, folks? Things can get really hairy really quick. It is yet one more crisis that they're not going to let go to waste.
That's right. Greg, hold a minute. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Greg, doctor.
Yes.
I believe that Greg is absolutely correct. Our supply chain does work off something called JIT, which is just in time. Every store that is in your area only has enough to supply that area for 3 days. I'd like to address China as well there. China wants us out of the way.
Yes.
I don't believe that they want a physical war with us there, but they would love nothing more than to watch us consume ourselves from within. And they are diligently working towards that economically. They are working towards it militarily. They are working towards it through corporate espionage and governmental espionage. I believe that that members of our government and members of our various agencies there are probably under the thumb of China right now. If you look at precious metals, the really rare earth metals there, we used to dominate that market. We don't dominate it no more.
You're exactly right. In fact, China's dominating most of the precious metals market today. Greg, what is your response or your take on what Jim said?
Well, yeah, China doesn't want to see us just disappear because we consume like a huge portion of the goods that they produce, but they certainly want to take our knees out from underneath us. They do not want to see the United States as the ultimate superpower on the face of the planet. They intend to be that superpower. They intend to be calling the shots. They intend to be dictating and make us servile to their will, their desire. So, yeah, I agree 100%. It's interesting to note, though, on this particular shutdown, that you know you have leftists out there claiming that Biden doesn't have anything to do with escalation in fuel prices in the past few months since he's taken office. However, fuel has been one of his targets. It's one of the targets of the left. You know, Biden's the one that shut down the onshore and offshore leases. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He spent trillions of dollars and trillions of dollars he wants to spend additionally. That's inflationary pressure. We have a lackluster response out of the FBI, DOJ, DOD, Homeland Security, whatever, on this Colonial Pipeline hack. And you've got the enhanced wage pressure because the feds keep on sending out checks to people that choose to stay at home, all right? So do you really think that the pressure on oil is just a figment of our imagination? You have people going, oh, Trump couldn't have done any better. You know what, folks? Trump wasn't trying to shut down every kind of energy production in the world. This administration is. So it kind of makes me wonder. You know, the FBI has come out and said, hey, this is some hack from a group out of Russia, I think is what they're claiming today. Mm-hmm. I am so jaded with our government, a lack of confidence in government that I have. I'm going, you guys, y'all have something to do with this?
Because, I mean, keep in mind, you look back just a year or so ago, they were telling Trump, hey, you know, the Russians have this this bounty on the heads of our military men. You know, they let that leak out so that everybody, including Liz Cheney, could say that, look, Trump's not doing anything. He's not responding. He's still a tool of Putin. When they're willing to tell that big a lie, I kind of ask you today, what are the chances that they got – maybe they don't have anything to do with this. Maybe I'm just suspecting things erroneously. What are they doing to stop it, to fix it, to prevent it, to respond to it? Right now, it looks like Bingo. They're sitting on their hands, which makes me think this is what they want. They want the chaos that comes with the crisis. In the middle of the chaos, they can grab more power. This keeps happening. This keeps happening. I mean, it happens on different fronts, but it keeps happening.
Absolutely. Jim, going back to your question, basically, too, about China, we must realize that in Revelation, the 9th chapter, it's the 200 million man army that comes into the picture during the days of the Battle of Armageddon. Daniel chapter 11, beginning with about verse 41, it's the right page, left column in my Bible, beginning with about verse 40 or 41, there is a major pressure on the Antichrist when rumblings comes out of the Far East, speaking of China, with that 200 million man army. So what we're watching is the eschatological truth coming to the forefront with these major nations, major players being put on the stage, being put in place, being made ready by sovereign God for the last days that we're going into. And you're exactly right. So thank you so much, Jim, for your call. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'm really enjoying today's broadcast. I had something unusual. I bought two big truck tires yesterday, and I noticed they're called Ironman 301s. And I noticed that the tire, when I got to looking at it, it says made in Vietnam. So I asked the dealer, hey, why didn't it say made in China, Ironman or made in China? He said, oh, when Trump put the tariff on the Chinese, they just moved the plants over to Vietnam. They're not paying the tariff anymore. So the Arabs have a saying called death of a thousand cuts. And that's when you have an enemy, you tie his hands behind your back, and people just walk by with a sharp knife and put a little cut. It's not one big cut. It's a thousand little cuts. Do you think that COVID, all of these things are death of a thousand cuts to the U.S. because we react in the way a democracy? I just don't believe that the Chinese are paying people to stay at home. There's a local business in Jacksonville that got $4.4 million because nobody got laid off. So what's the deal with that? But what's your take? We are at war. It's just death of a thousand cuts.
I believe you're exactly right. Greg, how do you respond to Tom's question?
Yeah, we're watching it play out in such a fashion. And you asked the question early in the broadcast, can America survive? Will America survive? And I contend in the short run, we have to push and fight and strive for America to survive. America's the, as Reagan said, best hope of man on earth. It's not the ultimate hope. God is that ultimate hope. Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection is what gives us hope. However, long term, we need to realize, based on my read, and you're the senior theologian here, so I'll put this question to you, where do you see America in biblical eschatology? Where is it?
In biblical eschatology, America does not exist. It does not survive. America's gone as a sovereign nation. We're watching that sovereignty of America being dissolved today with hundreds of thousands of illegals coming across the southern border. We're watching that sovereignty being depleted as we watch Russia and China and Iran and Syria and North Korea standing up and literally waving their skinny, bony finger at Biden, knowing that he is weak, a vacillating individual, that is impossible for him to take a stand. We have almost demoralized our military just in the brief period of time that Biden has been in office. And so, no, America will not survive from the standpoint of a sovereign nation. And therein lies the thing, Tom, that I'm thinking about, that I want our listeners to understand. Greg, is that if America fails to survive, and we're on the very threshold of it today, the faith, family, freedom, and the future of our nation is at stake if our fundamental constitutional republic is wiped out. And so, Tom, you're exactly right. It's death by a thousand cuts, as you call it, and we're watching those things take place now. For example, if H.R. 1 and H.R. 5, those two bills, and H.R. 1 is supposed to be up for voting today, if not today, before the week's out, H.R. 1 and H.R. 5, H.R. 1 is the blanketed as the voter law, and H.R. 5 is the equality law, and if either one or both of those pass, it will absolutely decimate the United States of America from the standpoint of morals, ethics, values, and the spirituality in our church. So, Tom, thank you so much for your call, brother. We need to keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Greg, as we've got another caller, but before we get to our next caller, when we think about what is happening with the global situation and then on our own borders with Anthony Fauci, Senator Rand Paul just took him for task. What do you think about Dr. Fauci's position in relationship to the origin of COVID-19 and the process of supposedly helping America stave off deaths, and now his claim that we may not get out of the mask wearing at all? What do you think? Well, what is your position? Do you think he had any part in it? Is he culpable?
Anthony Fauci can call me and challenge this if he'd like, but as I see him as a liar, just like I saw Clapper as a liar, just like I saw Brennan as a liar, just like I saw Hillary Clinton as a liar, right on down the list. Now, they've not been prosecuted for lying before Congress, but this man claims to be ignorant, it seems like, on the fact that we had, what do they call it, advancement, or what's the enhancement that they were talking about with viral transmission. They were doing it in North Carolina, and then they contracted through NIH, through a subdivision of NIH, an outside company. That company contracted Wuhan Lab. So we had millions of dollars that flowed into this prohibited study into the Wuhan Lab. Now, they claimed that what was paid for wasn't this viral enhancement. It was something else. And you go, okay, what was it? Explain that to us. And are these monies that we sent to the Wuhan Lab, are they fungible? You know, it's kind of like, you know, we fund the Planned Parenthood clinics, but we don't fund abortion. Really? You know, they're asking for millions of dollars in additional funding for Planned Parenthood right now. And you go, stop, just a second. Do you play us all for fools? It looks like you may have dealt yourself a winning hand. It looks like you're attached to Moderna and profits that roll out of that. It looks like you're getting a $400,000 plus salary a year to tell us all we need to stay shut down. It looks like you have been part of this crisis that you don't want to let go to waste, but you may have helped create the crisis. So, Anthony Fauci, if you think I'm wrong, call in. Let me know where I'm wrong. But I think Rand Paul hit the nail firmly on the head. Here we are a year and a half later. Tons of us read this stuff a year ago. Why are we just getting to the point that we're demanding answers today? And we're demanding answers from a person. I'm surprised that idiot didn't take the fifth. I'm really surprised when Lois Lerner took the fifth. I'm surprised he didn't take the fifth because he knows he's guilty. Come on.
Yes. Greg, hang in there for a moment. Joseph, I believe you have a question. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. The prophet Joshua, the leader Joshua, was facing life and death issues, and we may well be facing life and death issues before long, but God told Joshua to be bold and very courageous. The last page of the book says we win.
Amen. You're exactly right, brother. We win in the end. I read the last chapter of the book, and I know who wins in the end. We do, and I'm thankful Amen. For that. You're exactly right. Joseph, thanks so much for your input. That gives us hope when nothing else can. And this is the point that I want to make with our broadcast today is, though we see all of these things taking place, it is the fulfillment of the eschatological truth of the Word of God. And it ought not to frighten us, but we need to be aware so that we can stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be salt and light that God's called us to be. Greg, I'm looking at an article, and we just talked about Dr. Anthony Fauci. And he's claiming that he did not pay for, he did not, was not involved in the Wuhan, China laboratory, but in 2014 it was closed down at the University of North Carolina in their science lab. It was transferred to Wuhan, China in the laboratory there. $3.7 million American dollars, $3.7 million taxpayer dollars funded it. But now there's a splitting of hairs as to how that was funded. In fact, Dr. Fauci is saying that his organization did not fund that money. Well, the truth is, it was funded, as you call it, money is fungible, and it depends on what account it goes in and how it's spent. But it turned out, according to the information that we now have, that Peter Daszak, D-A-S-Z-A-K, Daszak, president of the EcoHealth Alliance of New York, his organization funded the coronavirus research in the Wuhan, China Institute of Virology. And it was the funding that normally would have gone to the University of North Carolina in that lab, $3.7 million plus another several hundred thousand later. But it went through a second party from the Dr. Fauci's organization to another organization to then be funded. This is the reason he said so dogmatically when Senator Rand was challenging him that I have not done it. My organization did not fund it.
Yep. It's the Potomac two-step. It's, you know, 2 degrees of separation. It's the DC game, shell game that they play, where money doesn't go directly to a from party A to party B. It goes through a conduit. It's why money's flowed through Perkins Coie to pay for the Steele dossier. It's why money's, instead of going directly to the Clintons, they go to the Clinton Initiative and the Clinton whatever, these trusts and such. You always have to create that second or third entity to make sure money doesn't directly get transferred, because the historic has always been follow the money and you'll find the truth in D.C. We followed the money, we found the truth, but they deny that the truth is what we see it. You know, it's who you're going to believe, me or your lying eyes, is what Fauci was saying. He sounded a whole lot like Bill Clinton on the stand saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. It's absolutely a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. And we all know it's a lie.
Well, Greg, I'm looking at an article here, and we've got about 15 seconds left on the broadcast. Title of the article says, Biden Agenda, Undermine Life, Liberty, Family, and Religion in America. How do you respond to that, and what are the words of hope that you give us as we close this broadcast today?
Daniel Webster said it best, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it.
And I believe every Christian needs to guard and defend the liberties that God has given us through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.